Hello everyone, this is Nige and I am back for part 4. Just before we start, I would like to mention that I am recording in a different place right now. I'm somewhere else, and I'm probably going to be recording with the same setup for a few days, probably by the very end of the project. So I'm not sure if there's going to be any random noises, if I'm going to have to restart any of the parts, and that's why I also made a backup of my battery file, just in case something happens. So, with that out of the way, I hope that this is still going to work as well as the first three parts did, and hopefully this next part is going to be so much better than the last one, because it is one of my favorite parts, my favorite rows in the game, has a lot of my favorite games in it. So, with that, without further ado, let's actually start playing. Trying to find out where the thing is, and I definitely did not. Just a minute while I... Oh, the move icon's over there. Okay, so, our first game, right after the move icon, is this one. Specifically for this one game, this time. This game is called Munchy Monk. And for those who have watched my Rhythm Heaven Fever Extras video, there was an endless game in there that it was called Munchy Monk, but it is definitely not the same. In this game, all you do is eat a bunch of dumplings. It may remind you of Micro Road 2, actually, if you've played Rhythm Heaven Fever. So what you do is, all you do versus one tap, and you just keep doing that.
One go.
And that's all. There is more though. First, there's the 3-cue, which is like this.
One go, three go.
Yep.
One, two, three, go.
By the way, if you don't do it well enough, it makes a weird noise, and if you don't do it at all, it makes even weirder noises. Let me see if I can show you that. And the last cue is the tutu. They sound a little different in Japanese, by the way.
One, two, go.
Yeah, if you don't do it well enough, that happens. It goes, eh?
One, go.
So, tutu.
One, go.
So that's what 2-2 is like, and that's why I thought that the Micro Row 2 is a really good description for it, because it literally is the same control scheme. Except in there you have no indication of 1, the 3 is the bell, and 2 is the whistle noise, but it's literally the same thing. So let's actually play the game and see if I can get a superb first try. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and...
1, 2, 1, go, 1, go, 3, go, go, 2, go, 1, go, 1, go, 1, go, 1, go, 1, go.
This music is great.
1, go, 2, go, 1, 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 go,
Got the superb, not bad at all. So if I ever get a perfect on that, I should be able to do it. Speaking of which, am I recording? I don't even know. Okay, good. We're back. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, it's time for legitimately probably one of my favorite games in the whole series. Besides, of course, Rap Brothers and I can't think of the one where they're having beer right now. I like Figure Fighter, but I don't know. Can't think of anything right now, but whatever. DJ School time. This one does require flicking, so I'm gonna have to put my phone down. But this is another new intro. And in this one, the Japanese voices have not changed. They haven't changed them at all, which is for the better, I think, because, well, you'll see. In this game, you're going to notice the first symptom of me using a Lua script. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute when we get into the tutorial. You have to do a certain patented move, as the description calls it, that this person is teaching to people at this, apparently, DJ school, which you go to. So what you do is you hear,
break,
come on, and then
scratcho,
hey. And when it says scratcho, it also goes hey.
Break,
come on,
scratcho, hey.
If you don't do it, it makes weird noises.
Break, come on, scratcho, hey.
What? I'm confused. There we go.
Break, come on. Scratcho.
So you can hear this really weird buzzing noise, and that's just me holding
Break,
the B button and the mouse button at the same time.
Scratcho.
Me getting ready to flick, that's what that is. And that's basically all the game is.
Break, come on.
If you think about it.
Scratcho.
Besides that, there's another cue which says, and stop. Ooh, I'm gonna show that off quickly.
And stop! Scratcho! Hey!
And stop!
Scratcho! Hey!
And stop! And that's about it. Now, what I do have to say is, besides this, one of the things that the DJ does do to kind of make it a little more real is to put in a bunch of random oh yays and checking outs and let's goes, which are randomly generated, so it's not always the same. And another really cool thing about this music, or the game, that is the music. This is a really weird thing, because the music that you hear crossfades between the two channels, so it's not a stereo track, it's a mono track, but there's two mono tracks that play simultaneously, and it converts one of them into mono, and when you're holding the stylus down, it makes this really scratchy, really, you know, weird-sounding EQ thing. And when you don't hold your stylus at all, and when it stops, when it says scratcho, hey, after that it reverts back to the normal music. You're gonna hear that change in just a minute, and you can actually, if you do it completely the wrong way, you can hear the exact wrong sides of the music. So let's play the game.
Break, come on.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah! Check it out! Oh yeah! Scratcho! Hey!
Yeah.
Let's go!
And they also cheer.
Yeah.
And stop!
Scratcho! Hey!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh yeah!
Break! Come on!
Check it out!
Scratcho!
Hey!
Break! Come on!
Scratcho!
Hey! Didn't do that before.
Oh yeah!
And stop!
Scratcho!
Hey! Yay,
let's
yay,
go!
Yay,
yeah!
And stop!
Scratcho!
Hey! And stop!
Oh yeah!
Scratcho! Hey! You can hear that
stop.
I've practiced this game quite a bit.
Scratcho! Hey! Check it out!
So I
let's
know
go.
It quite well. And stop!
Yeah! Scratcho! Hey!
Yay.
Check it out!
Yay,
let's
yay,
go!
Scratcho,
hey,
break, come on,
yeah,
this the hard part.
Scratcho.
Well, that was actually the hard part, but the core part.
Check it out.
Scratcho.
Hey. Break. Come on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scratcho. Hey. Break.
Come on.
Scratcho.
Hey, oh, what? And stop.
Check it out. Scratcho.
Hey. Messed up a few times. Didn't get the timing right, but let's see if that counts. Oh, it did. Crap. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to do that again. Just the thing where if you talk too much while playing the game, well, that happens. So, I guess it's time to do the game again. Without talking this time. What? I don't get this. There we go. Having problems with my stereo not working properly. Anyway.
Break! Come on!
Ooh. Oh yeah! Let's go!
Check it out!
Oh yeah!
Scratch up! Hey.
Oh yeah! Let's go! And stop!
Scratch up! Take it now! Scratch up! Hey! Break! Come on! Scratch up! Hey!
Yeah! And stop!
Scratch up! Hey!
Oh yeah!
Check it out!
Let's go! And stop!
Scratch up!
Hey! And stop!
Oh
yeah!
Scratch up!
Hey! And stop!
Scratch up!
Hey! Let's go! Oh yeah! And stop! Let's go!
Scratch up!
Hey!
Check it out!
Yeah! And stop!
Scratch up!
Hey!
Break! Come on!
Ooh.
Check it out! Scratch up!
Hey!
Break! Come on!
Ooh.
Oh yeah! Scratch up!
Hey!
Break! Come on! Check it out! Scratch up! Break!
Come on!
Scratch up!
Hey!
And stop!
Ooh.
Let's go! Scratch up!
Hey!
And that's how you're supposed to do, although I did miss one. But I got the superb. Great. And this next game is also only a tapping game, which is good. Although there may be a perfect attempt, so let's find out. Nope, no first attempt yet. But there will be one soon, I hope. I think there's only gonna be one, judging by the fact that I won't really have to do that many superb retries in this game, although we'll see about that. Anyway. Hopefully this is the right game. Returning intro from Bluebirds. And by the way, those were the only two new intros in this part, so I think that's about all the intros covered, except for maybe, I don't know, a few more. So this game is called Drummer Duel, and it's another one of those sequence repeating games. You'll see. You just keep going tap, tap. If you don't do a lot of the sequence right, if you just mess it up, that happens. But if you do a lot of them right, then it doesn't matter if you miss one of them. And then at some point, they're gonna start mixing it up a little bit and going and that's all you do. That's literally all you do. So, here we go. I don't know what that means, but I just like doing it. Starting off nice and simple. It's not gonna be that easy, isn't it? Do, 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 do. I don't know where those airs come from. Go! Oh god, it's getting hard. That slower thing on the left is really cool. I like that part. And here's the full drum pattern, where you keep tapping forever. Not forever, but... And now it's gonna speed up. And even faster. And max speed. Got it.
Here, go.
Yay. So, that was all Drummer Duel was. It was probably the easiest game, besides Munchie Monk. I'm not sure which one is the easiest. So I got the superb first try. Great. Now, this next one is definitely the hardest one. Probably rivaling Love Lizards, if you think about it. Let's find out. Oh, never mind, there is a perfect attempt first. So, let's find out what that is. So, this game is Bluebirds. Let's see if I can actually do this one. I'm a little skeptical about this. Really skeptical, in fact. But let's find out.
Oh my god! First try! Wow! I was not expecting that at all!
And that bird flying away really does make sense in the case of Bluebirds, doesn't it? Well, Bluebirds perfect, done! Wow. And with that, now it's time to move on to the, quite hard game. Oh god. Same intro as Glee Club on this one. This game is called Love Lab, and apparently you're making hearts. You're making hearts that I don't even know what you're doing, but suffice it to say, it's hard. To start off with, you repeat these patterns where you'll hold and flick, that's all you do. And that worked. So far, that is. Until you realize... Just a minute while I get this done. Okay. I'm gonna experiment a little bit, but I don't think I can do much. Just one thing I want to try here. So what they're going to ask you to do is... No, doesn't work. So, what you have to do is actually do it with your mouse. And it's hard as heck.
because it's the same motion as Love Lizards, only you have to do it the right way and flick at the very end. Like that. And it makes more kind of noises. And I've done a perfect on Love Lab on Sengoku Gold before, and I know how picky it is when it gives you those things. It is really picky. So, suffice it to say, I don't think I'm going to try to talk very much in this one. Although, I do have to say that the music has a little bit of a weird thing going on, that one part of it that I'm going to try to mention. But besides that, I'm just going to try not talking very much. Because it is hard. Here we go. Getting the hang of this. I haven't had this much luck before. And this music, although it has voices in it, does not have lyrics. Which is good because it's higher quality. Because it's using English and Japanese. This is thing. Now, here's the only part where it takes a little bit more time. A little bit less time. This is where the really hard part is. There's a little beat shake. I didn't do that. It was really bad. Must have gone okay. Almost. But no. What? Let me reconnect my AC adapter because it got disconnected. No, no, no. Yep, thought so. And there's a lot of these. Trust me, there is a lot of these. Stupid shaking things. And if one of them doesn't decide to work, like, I had a really good start in the beginning. Didn't work out very well in the end, did it? Yep, let's see if I can do this again. And I've changed position, so let's hope my microphone still works. No, that is not gonna work. That was bad. What? Try again? Really? I missed quite a lot of those, I guess that's why. And I was expecting a Trigon all along, actually. I'm not sure if I can get past this. Is it going to take forever for me to do this? I think it may. So, let's try this again. And again and again. Nope, that was bad. That was really bad. I'm thinking, should I try sliding up and down instead of left and right? Would that work? I got the worst try again I could ever get. Wow, that was bad. Probably had to do with the fact that sometimes when you tap the screen, this game is probably the only game where if you tap on the wrong part of the screen, it doesn't actually catch the heart. So, you have to constantly tap on the same part of the screen, at least try to, or else it's gonna keep breaking. As you just... Well, no, you actually didn't hear any of that, but... I just tried to explain. So, yeah. What I'm gonna do... is I'm gonna try doing the tutorial by shaking up and down. Be right back. No, that didn't work. I'm just gonna have to resort to the classic flicking either left and right or trying to flick diagonally. Let's see if I can flick diagonally. My god, that was probably my best run so far, and if that was only an okay, I don't know what I can do about that. No, it was a superb! Yes! Great, don't even need to save state, it actually worked! Although, it was how many tries? Besides that first okay, I did 2 try-agains and then a superb, so 4th try. Not bad, not bad at all, I was expecting to be stuck on this game. But I think I'll be stuck on the remix. Oh god. Let's find out. Or get a perfect attempt first. Let's find out which one. Nope. Superb. Which means remix time. This one is quite fast. Not as fast as the actual heart music, Love Lab music. But, pay attention to the first part.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1,
go! Which I missed. What the hell? What is happening? And wait,
come on.
Scratch your head. Gonna be an okay. Or a try again. Well, I guess there's a reason for that. Oh, and now we get the perfect time. Okay. So, let's find out if I can do this one. So, the game is shoot-em-up, which is pretty good, because, I may possibly be able to do this one. I'm not sure, though. And just like last time, first time perfect. I can't believe this. It's either I can't perfect it at all, which was Rhythm Rally and Mo I Doo Wop, where I couldn't get anywhere near the halfway mark, or I just do it the first try. That is amazing. So yes, and we've got Fan Club, Philbots, Shoot 'em Up, and Bluebirds, perfect. But that means we have to go back to Remix 4 and actually do it correctly. So, let's hope that my heart love lab skills will actually work. There we go. Not good. Not good at all. Love Lab still sucks. No, no. Problem is, I don't know what's wrong with it. Like, what am I doing wrong? What I did hear, though, is that apparently the Love Lab things are slightly faster than the actual original game. Not slower, so I was wrong on that. Don't like this at all. Let's try again. Okay, we're making progress, but I don't think that's enough. Nope, not enough. Damn it. I'm gonna try a few more times. And I'm gonna try to perfect as much of it as I possibly can. So, keep trying. The Love Lap part never works. Never ever works. Well, okay, it does, but like every other time it does not. So, yeah. What I'm thinking of doing is testing out what the cafe is for. By that I mean like testing out the skip function and see if it actually works. So, I'm going to go in there and find out what you can do. It made a noise. Now the reason why I made a state is because I actually don't want to do this. I want to use save states instead. But I just wanted to find out what it would be like. If I can actually quit this game, that is. Is it gone now? Yes. It unlocked a new game for me. But, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm gonna go back and use save states because I need the medals. I need as many medals as I can, and I just can't do that. So,
two.
come on! Scratch your head!
Doom, 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 doom.
If that wasn't either okay or superb, I don't know what was. Okay, thank you! God! That took forever. And yes, you can skip the game, but I want as many medals as I possibly can. I need 50 of them. I can't risk losing any of them, so that's why I resorted to save states. And you didn't hear any of them because I edited them out, but believe me, I did. So, yeah. I think this is probably the only game where I'm gonna have to use save states, though, or where I did just now, because everything else is a heck of a lot easier. And we're done with it. Although row 5 is not anything amazing, I don't like it as much as these first few games. The Munchie Monk DJ School and Drummer Duel were really cool. But, Love Lab, well, let's just say that we're done with it, so yeah, I hope that editing this will not cause me a nightmare, and, with that, it's time for, me to say that I hope you've enjoyed this part, and row 5, well, I don't know, it's going to be a little bit more generic maybe, but it is going to have a lyrics based song again, so yay. Although I'm not sure if I can learn the lyrics or not, probably not. So that was part 4, and I'll see you in part 5.